cotton.
The cotton for you bring home. They used to use what for, say, 100 pounds of chicken feed or these large bags made of...
Bag or...
Sack.
Sack, huh? Container.
One of the things I'm trying to trace down is the term crocus or croaker.
Croaker sack.
Croaker sack.
Croaker sack.
I see. Now this, was that the 100-pound sack?
And it was made out of burlap, you know.
It's the same as burlap.
Mm-hmm.
And some people give me the term guana.
Mm-hmm.
Or guana.
Mm-hmm. Guana. Spelled G-U-A-N-O.
Is that the same as a croaker?
No. That was a term they used for fertilizer for the farm.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
And they just get the fertilizer in bags they call guana bags.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Someone said, told me that during the Depression, people made clothes.
They did.
Am I thinking of burlap? To me, is a very rough
woven.
Is that true?
Yes. And it's not used for yarn because it sifts through too much.
Mm-hmm.
And my father's hands used to be glad for him to get yarn in a not a burlap sack, but a cloth sack, just ready to cross it. And they always washed those sacks and made clothes out of.
I see. The guana then is not really does not refer to the material as much as it refers to what's in it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then the material would be a kind of white cloth.
Yeah. Plain white cloth.
When I was a boy, I saw flour sacks. Would that be similar?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it would be. I see. I thought this man was telling me that he used to walk around in burlap, but.
They have to make clothes out of.
Oh, I see. Have you ever heard the term toe sack? Spelled, I think, T-O-W. And a small musical instrument some people blow on, just move back and forth. That would be a...
Juice harp?
Well, the juice harp would be picked.
Mm-hmm.
And if you...
Harmonica.
Harmonica. And... playground equipment when you were a child, homemade, if they had a support like this, and a child here and a child there, and they went up and down on a plank.
Seesaw.
Just a seesaw. They would call it a righty horse. And if the plank were put on a pole and it went around like this.
Oh, they call it a plunge.
I mean, a Flying Dutchman and a Flying Mare and a Flying Jenny. Flat piece of stone used to sharpen knives that you just hold like this and sharpen knives.
Whetstone?
Whetstone. And different kinds of wood fences that you remember. The type that looked
like this.
Was that ever a worm fence?
Mm-mm.
No. And the type around your yard like this?
Spigot.
I mean,
not spigot.
Some people call it a paling.
Hmm. Paling is. That was a garden fence, was always made with palings.
Mm-hmm. And they were just sharp on top.
Mm-hmm.
And boards that were just nailed together horizontally.